Unit 4. The Dragons of Komodo. Lesson 13. 1. Read and act.
Many people think that dragons are not real.
Do you believe in dragons?
I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
Well, dragons seem mysterious and wonderful. So I'd like to think they are real. Don't you agree?
I didn't before, but I do now.
Why is that?
I saw a story about dragons on television.
What kind of show was it?
It was a nature show. All the stories were about nature.
Where do the dragons live?
On 2 islands in the South Pacific.
Do they live in jungles?
No, they live in a hot, dry place with a few palm trees.
Are they friendly to people?
No. You must be very careful when you are near them.
I see. You know, my grandmother says that dragons lived in China long, long ago.
Really? How about you? Do you think she's right?
I'm not sure. Dragons were important in ancient China.
Lesson 14. 2. Read.
The Dragons of Komodo. The sound of Liwa's heart was nearly as loud as the waves of the sea. She was so excited that she couldn't speak. She wasn't deeply afraid like her mother. She had decided to be brave like her father. Mr. Lee was sitting quietly in the boat. He saw the island getting bigger and bigger. At last, they reached the beach. Tian Fong, their tour guide, got out of the boat first. Then she helped the others to get out. Li Hua jumped out. Although there was a village on the island, nobody was there to give them a warm welcome. Before she left the holiday town of Bali, Li Hua looked at a map of eastern Indonesia. She saw that the island of Komodo is small, no more than 280 square kilometers. It lies between two larger islands. It has many hills, but little grass. Li Hua read that Komodo is a very dry and hot place most of the year. From the beach, only a few palm trees could be seen here and there. But where were the dragons? Li Hua was eager to see dragons. Tian Fang told her to be patient. They ate a quick lunch, drank some water, and began to hike. After a while, they came to some bushes. Tian Fang suddenly stopped. "Listen," Li Hua didn't hear anything. "Look," she looked but saw nothing. The sun was shining very brightly. So Li Hua put her hands over her eyes to see better. From behind the bushes, something was moving. It was huge. It was more than 1 meter high and nearly 3 meters long. Mr. Lee guessed it must weigh about 140 kilos. Its yellow tongue was long and moved very quickly. So this was a real dragon. Just then, Tian Fang told everyone not to move. However, the dragon didn't notice them. It was looking at something else. Nearby, Li Hua saw a deer. It seemed to be ill and fell to the ground. In the next moment, the dragon was running to the deer. It made a quick bite in the deer's leg, and it was a poisonous bite. Soon other dragons came running to the deer, too. While they were eating, the larger dragons kept pushing the smaller ones away. Some of the small dragons were less than 1 meter long and no more than 20 kilos. These little ones had to wait to eat. All dragons have very sharp teeth. Li Hua closed her eyes. When she opened them several minutes later, she didn't see any of the deer left.